everyone. We are glad to be here again in the house of God to worship Him. And we, tonight, will share some thoughts in respect to, well, still on the same line that we have been on. This morning, we looked at the fact that beyond the natural theory, where when we look at nature, we see that God is a creator. We see that there must have been something that caused the world into being, and that is God, and that there is design in it. And the fact that it has been caused into being, then it points to us that there is a cause. What we have been pointing out is that while we can observe around us, and Scripture actually backs this up, complements our understanding of what we would see around, that the heavens declare the glory of God, then there is no doubt that there is something bigger than all of us that caused this into being. But we still have to rely on inspiration. We still have to rely on the Word of God to understand some things about the mind of God. We must rely on inspiration, the Word of God, to understand that beyond recognizing that this being we call God, that must possess knowledge. Beyond this God, this entity, this being that created the world, that must possess a power and be powerful, then beyond that, if we are to understand who God is, then we must look to Scripture. And having looked at inspiration, we would now recognize that not only is God powerful, but that He is all powerful. Just as not only is He a God of knowledge, as we saw this morning, but that He is all knowing. The truth is that God is also omnipresent, all present everywhere. That God is a benevolent, kind, and giving God. But beyond that, inspiration would have guided us to the fact that He is all giving. So for the next few minutes, I want to focus our attention on the fact that we have in God an all-powerful God. You know, one of the things we saw as we scanned Scripture, as it spoke about God the Creator, the Designer, that He created us, is that this is a common theme right through inspiration. We see it in Genesis, midway through inspiration, the Psalms, right back to Revelation. We see this over and over, God created. We want to take a similar approach as we look at the all-powerful God, and we want to scan from early inspiration to the close of inspiration, and we are going to see that right through, it speaks to God being powerful. And we hope that when we examine this, that it won't be just a head knowledge for us that God is powerful, all powerful, but we will take from this that because He is all powerful, then there are lessons for us. Allow me to say that it is not uncommon for central themes to permeate and to stretch from the start of inspiration to the end. You know, the value of the Word of God is of such that we are not allowed to add or to take away from the Word of God. And we see that stretching from Deuteronomy straight through to Revelation, where we are warned, do not add to God's Word. Do not take away from God's Word. And so let us start at early inspiration. And then let me see if I'm going to see any reaction on the faces. Job chapter 4 and verse 2. And somebody says, Brother Webb, but that's somewhere in the middle of the Bible. The truth is that while it is placed towards the middle of the Bible as we have it packaged, the book of Job is one of the earliest writings, one of the earliest inspired writing that exists. But we won't get into that. But Job 4, verse, Job 42 rather, Job 42 verse 2. Job 42 and verse 2 says,
I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thoughts can be withholden from thee.
Okay, I want you to start reading again. All right. I know
that thou canst do everything.
That thou canst. You know, the King James Version, you know how it works. If you're not careful, we read that, you know, that thou can't do everything. But it is that everything is possible with God. God can do everything. And it is this that points to the fact that God is all powerful. I know that thou can do everything. Read.
And that no thought can be withholden
from thee. So here it is that we would recognize that God is powerful. It must have been a powerful God that created this vast world. But here we are being told by inspiration that God, we are not guessing. We know that you can do everything and that there is nothing that is going to be too hard and impossible for you. Not even getting into the thoughts of a person is something that is beyond you. You are that powerful. So we are seeing this edged at the start of inspiration. But as we sojourn through inspiration, we are going to recognize that this concept of God being all-powerful, that He can do everything, all things, is something that permeates right through. In Psalm 33, the 33rd Psalm, picking up at verse number 6, we see the psalmist recording the truth that God is so powerful that he speaks, that he commands, and things happen. Verse 6.
By the word of the Lord.
By the word of the Lord.
Were the heavens made.
Were the heavens made. So we saw this earlier. God created. But here we are seeing that by his word, the heavens were made. And?
And all the hosts.
And all the hosts of them.
By the breath of his
mouth. By the breath of his mouth. So God spoke the world into existence. Picture. Yes, we are looking and we can appreciate that it must be somebody, something, some entity powerful to create this world. But what we are seeing, and we have to rely on inspiration to help us to understand, is that this being, this entity, is none other than God. None other than the Almighty God. Read on.
He gathereth the waters.
He gathereth the waters.
Of the sea together.
Yes.
As an heap.
As an heap.
He layeth up the depth in storehouses.
This is what God has done by just speaking it into being. Read.
Let all the earth fear the Lord.
Let all the earth fear the Lord.
Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.
Let the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. You know, in our earlier lesson, we painted this picture. That when we look around us, we are in awe. Even the scientist, the theorist, when they see the intricacies of different things, different beings. I won't allow myself to even start talking about a small matter as even the eye. And how these, the different components of the eyes work together to help us to see. That even today with our cell phones and our cameras, that they imitate the function of the eyes to be able to catch images. That this cannot happen by accident. But here it is, that as we continue to look at inspiration, we see that man is in awe. And we continue to be in awe. There are many poets and writers who would have written and penned narratives just looking at the splendor of the world that we exist. So we do, in fact, stand in awe when we consider the power and the greatness of God. But as we continue to read verse 9, it tells us,
for he spake.
For he spake.
And it was done.
And it was done.
He commanded.
He commanded.
And it stood fast.
And it stood fast. That is what we are talking about when we are talking about the all-powerful God. He spoke and it was done. You know, there's that term, you know, when him speak, no dog bark. Well, this is God. He is powerful that he spoke the world into existence. You know, Mark chapter 10 and verse 27 tells us that with God, all things are possible. And so it is no surprise that he could speak the world into existence. You know, all he had to do, it says, let there be, and there was. You know, in Genesis chapter 1, you know, we see the world in its creation. You know, in verse 3, it says, let there be.
Be light.
Be light.
And there and guess was what? Light.
There was light. Verse 6.
And God said, let there be a
let
firmament.
Let there be.
A firmament.
A firmament.
in the midst of the waters.
Yes.
And let it divide the waters.
Let it. What is the point? All God had to say, let it be done. He spoke it, and it was done. Verse 6, let the water be separated.
And let it divide the waters from the waters.
Read on.
And God made the firmament.
Yes.
And divided the waters.
Divided the waters, and it was divided. Verse 11.
And God said, let the earth bring forth grass.
Let the earth bring forth grass.
And the herb yield seed.
You know, vegetation.
And the fruit tree yield.
You know, sometimes you have a little patch in your yard that you want to get nice and green. And you have to work hard because the weed competing with it. You know, God just said, let there be grass. And grass come pretty. You know how much sweat we have to dig out weed and to just get it to be at a state. That's the type of God we're talking about. All powerful. And right through, you know, verse 14, 15, 20, 20, right through, we are just seeing God saying, let there be. And there was. He spake and it was done. He commanded and it happened. And you know, there's something said in Psalm 33, verse 9, that he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. You know, I always find it interesting. And I'm usually a little bit more impressed with the person who is able to sustain something. It's one thing to bring something into being, but it's another thing to sustain it. It is one thing for us to even say purchase something. It takes something else to maintain it. So even young people, you know, you want a car. It's one thing to buy it, but can you maintain it? You know, if you get a house, it's one thing to have it, but you have to be able to sustain it. And we have seen that type of challenge in so many areas of life. You know, persons come into wealth, but because they did not have the discipline, they are not able to maintain that wealth. You know, studies show, and I'm not encouraging any of us to go gambling, but studies have shown that many persons who win the lottery end up being poor again because they did not develop that discipline, so they cannot maintain it because they just got it. There are so many persons who would have inherited wealth, but because they did not work for it, they don't know how to sustain it. So even some of us who might have a little thing, you know, some of us we didn't really inherit thing, but we work a little and we get it. It is important that we instill in our children some of the principles in respect to sustaining things. Because if they just come get it, they come see get it, they don't know the value of it. So it's important for us to train them, to guide them, to appreciate, because it's one thing to have something, it's another thing to sustain it. But brother, where about you get there, so? God Almighty, he spoke and it was done. Powerful. But have you thought that not only is it that God spake the world into existence, but that he put things in motion to sustain it and maintain it all of these years. That shows a very powerful and mighty God. And that's the God that we serve. God Almighty is powerful. What's the implication of having our God being this powerful, all-powerful God? If he is working for us, then we have something good in our corner. What shall separate us from the love of God? Nothing. You know, Romans says it beautifully. Shall height or depth, principalities and powers, nothing can separate us from the love of God, because he is a powerful and mighty God. There's nothing too great for him to do. So we made reference to Mark chapter 10 earlier. But let's read it. I think I just made a reference, but let us for good measure have it read. Because we are talking about the all-powerful God.
And Jesus, looking upon them, said,
yes,
with men it is impossible.
With men
it is impossible.
Some things are impossible.
Read. But not with God.
But not with God. Because with God,
all things are possible.
All things are possible. Not this distant God, but our God. The God who loves us, that he gave his son for us, that God who cares for us, with him all things are possible. Jesus Christ, the part of the Godhead, tells us in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8 that his power is of such that it knows no bound. You know, he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. You are there? Read.
The beginning and the end.
So when we speak about Alpha and Omega, we are talking about the beginning and the end. You know, this whole COVID thing has brought Greek into our life. Yeah. You know, so the first strain of the COVID-19, you know, we refer to that as the Alpha. That is the one that had all of us in, you know, well, for us, early 2020. But then we start hearing about all these variants, you know, the Delta, all right? I should call Selvin to pronounce the Omicron in the way he did it on Wednesday, the Omicron. You know, we are dying for this COVID to end. And some of us saying, well, I wonder if it will ever end, you know, with all of these mutations. Now, one of the things I said to myself, you know, we have seen the Alpha. We have seen and heard of the Beta, the Delta, the Omicron. And we yearn for the day when we will hear of the Omega, the end. We are yearning for that time. But in respect to God's power, Jesus Christ is declaring that in respect to his power, he is the beginning of all and he's the end of all. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
Saith the Lord.
Who says that?
Saith the Lord.
Our Lord says that. He is the beginning and the end. Read.
Which is,
And God is.
And which was?
Pause. God is all powerful. You know, sometimes we can probably stretch our minds and say, well, you know, we really see when we navigate through inspiration. We see God and his power demonstrated. And that is covered. Because not only does it say that he is, but it says that he was. So we can see the great things that Christ and God has demonstrated in so many lives as we read through inspiration. But if we're not careful, we might start believing that's what God was. Yes, he was powerful for Daniel. Yes, he was powerful for David. Yes, he was powerful for Elijah. And we can relate to that. We are reading history. But I love the assurance that we have in the close of inspiration. In Jesus' own declaration of his power. He says, I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. I am the beginning. I am the end. And read again for me.
Saith the Lord, which is.
Which is. So what we are saying is that it's not just the was. His all-powerfulness still exists. And so we have the power to become. We might not be where we want to be, but with the help of God, we can be. We can become all that we ought to be. He is all powerful. He was. And I like the end. He is, he was, and he is
to come.
To come. Do we face an uncertain tomorrow? Are we wondering what will be our situation around the corner? We have the assurance from the Almighty God, the all-powerful God, that not only is it that he is powerful in the past, he's powerful today, but that he is powerful forevermore. And in that, we can trust. And we say, as much as the world is one in its observation, we are in awe. It is greater still that we have, through revealed inspiration, through scripture, that this powerful God is working in our lives, that he is all powerful and he is all about us. God has created this world, but he's interested in us. And he will utilize his power for our help. It is for this reason why Christ, well, the entire Godhead working together, God sending his Son to die for us, Jesus Christ willing to face the cross of Calvary, because he loves us. That's the all-powerful God working in our lives. As I close, let us just read from Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Because this gives us a grand assurance. The powerful God is saying that he is willing and he is using his power for our good. And we know
that all things
work together
for good.
For good.
To them that love God.
Yes.
To them that are called according to his purpose.
According to his purpose.
For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Pause there. And I'm going to now jump. Don't forget that thought. And now we jump to verse 35.
Who shall...
This powerful God who loves us, this all-powerful God who loves us, is posing through inspiration. Who can separate us from the love of God? There is no power that can separate us from the love of God. Tribulation might come, but that is not powerful enough to separate us from the love of God. Distress might come, but that is not enough to separate us from the love of God. Persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, the sword. The love of God is great. God's power is all sufficient. It's really us that's the weak link. Do you want to be separated from the love of God? It's not a weakness on God's side. No matter how terrible you feel you have been, God is powerful enough to help you through. What's the pull? What's stopping you from coming to Jesus Christ? And I'm speaking both to the person who is not yet a Christian and those of us who are struggling. God is powerful, all powerful, and he loves us and wants to save us. Why are we playing a role? Why not just surrender to him? And that's what we can do even tonight. And I'm going to stop right here. What's the song? 2, 4, 5. 4, 5, 4, 5, 45.